Hallelujah. Well, I want to read to in your hearing here the book of Luke tonight, chapter number 9, verse number 23. Very familiar scripture here tonight. Amen. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, gives them two things here. Jesus speaking, red letters. He said to them all, if any man come after me, if you want to follow me, here he gives them a twofold step here. Let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. That's a mouthful. That's more than I can preach here tonight. Amen. And he said to them, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, follow me. Amen. Praise God. This is one of the most well-known verses of the Bible, yet it's not one of the most well-practiced verses in the Bible. Amen.
Right.
Praise God. The invitation here to follow Jesus is not always easy. It's not always exciting. In fact, following the Lord in the face of opposition can be difficult. Amen. Sometimes it can be discouraging.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it can drain, it seems as though, every ounce of energy out of you by trying to follow the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. But I'd like to let us know here, amen, that we must follow after him.
Yeah.
Praise God. There can be seasons of testing in the Christian life. And I believe anybody that served God for very long at all can say amen right there.
Right.
Amen. There's seasons in our Christian walk. There's times, amen, when we'll be tried as of by fire. Amen. We'll be put through the fire like the three Hebrew boys literally were. We'll be put through the fire spiritually to see if we really want to hang on to God or not.
Right.
Amen. Praise God. But Jesus, first off, I want to deal with the first point first here. I'm just going to preach here tonight on take up thy cross daily. Amen. Take up your cross. Praise God. If you want to follow me, he said, first you got to deny yourself. Amen. And I found this very interesting as I was reading here and studying some things. This is usually the reason why most people don't follow him, the first point right here, because they can't deny their self.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I couldn't tell you the spiritual blessings I've missed out on in these 24 plus years of serving God because it was hard to put Jason in behind. Amen.
Yeah.
How many times had the Lord dealt with my heart to fast? Amen. And Jason probably missed out on some great spiritual blessings because I couldn't push it back as often as I needed to.
Come
amen.
Yeah.
How many spiritual blessings have I missed out down through the years because I heard a cry from the closet that I ought to have been a praying and seeking God.
Yeah.
And I tell you, things of this life draws our attention.
Yeah.
And we give life, we give self more attention than we do God. Amen.
Yeah.
Hold on a little while. I'm going to try to preach to us.
Come on.
Praise God. I tell you, selfish goals and desires take, amen, precedence over what the Lord wants in our lives. Self is usually the greatest hindrance to a total, amen, submission and obedience to the Lord in our life. Help us, God, to get ourselves out of the way.
Yes.
Amen. The Greek scholar, Mr. Weiss, I think Brother Tommy maybe had put some books in the, amen, shelf back here. I can't remember if that's the ones you brought on Weiss. Amen. Mr. Weiss stated that to deny yourself means this, to forget yourself.
Bye-bye.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. To lose sight of yourself and selfish interests, praise God.
Yeah.
You can't see what Jason wants anymore. Amen. You can't see what you want anymore. You can't look out down through life. Amen. Sometimes I feel like, spiritually speaking, amen, we teach our young ones, we set their goals in the wrong direction. What do you want to be in life? Oh, I want to grow up and be a firefighter. Amen. I want to grow up and do this and do that. And that's all fine and dandy. All of us have to have some kind of direction we want to go to towards one day. Amen. But all that is putting self first. Amen. What do you want to be one day? I tell you what I'd rather be. Amen. I thought many times about what Brother Tom said. When that old lady there on the porch said, what do you want to be one day?
Yeah.
I want to be a Christian. Woo! Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great to teach our kids? Amen. When you grow up, I tell you what you ought to be above everything else. Be a Christian. Amen. Yeah. Be a child of God. Put God first in your life. And then all these other things will be headed unto you. Amen. Hey, God in heaven. Be a child of God first. And then whatever else works out, it'll be all right. Praise God. Yeah. Brother Todd Hignott's brother Tim Hignott was up there at the camp meeting. His wife's a doctor. One of the only true homegrown holiness. Amen. Grown people that's made a doctor that I know of. Amen. I'll say about Brother Kevin Lloyd's wife. Amen. Said she prayed for many years taking her kids to doctors. Amen. That she didn't look eye to eye and agree with on the way they doctored things. And she said, after all these years, I never would have thought that God would, amen, allow us to pastor a doctor that was raised up in holiness. Praise God. What do you want to be? I think her name's Angel. What do you want to be, Angel? Ignite in life. I tell you what I want to be. I want to be a Christian first. And then secondly, if I can doctor and help people, that's what I want to do. But first, I want to please God. First, I want to be a child of God. First, I want to be dependable to God. First, I want to be faithful to the house of God. First, I want to make it to heaven, and everything else is secondary. Woo! Praise God. I got to go on here. Forget yourself. It takes the grace and the power of God to help us to do this. I can't do it, amen. You can't do it. How can we get ourselves behind? How can we forget about us and put God first? I tell you, it takes the supernatural power of God to do that.
Yes, Lord. Woo.
Controlling yourself and your flesh is a full-time battle. Amen. Read Romans 7. Paul said of the war within.
Yeah.
Amen. What I want to do, what I should have done, I didn't want to do. What I didn't want to do, I should have done. It's fighting back and forth there. It's a war within. Amen. It's a war within ourselves.
Yeah.
But thank God it gets down to Corinthians. Amen. 9:27. But I keep under my body and bring it unto subjection, right, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. When Paul looked down through life, he didn't look at being a firefighter. He didn't look at being lots of things, but he sacrificed for the cause of Christ. I said he sacrificed for the gospel. He allowed himself to be imprisoned, and he wrote about half of the New Testament. Thank God. Hey, I said thank God in heaven here tonight, amen, that he allowed himself to sacrifice for the gospel, amen.
Yes, Lord.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Isn't that good? Help us, Lord, to sacrifice for the gospel. Amen.
Amen.
It takes the grace and power of God to develop us. Amen. To help us to be disciplined in this manner. Amen.
Yes.
How do we win the battle over ourselves? First of all, we got to lose ourselves and become a humble servant. When we're selfish, amen, listen, all we care about is us, care about our reputation, care about what others might say, what others might think, about being made fun of by other people. Dying out to self is necessary. If we want to build courage in God, we must remember that what we are is not nearly as important. Listen, what I am, amen, hey God, we want to be this, this, and this to please people. I want to do this, and we're always worried about somebody else. But what I am is not near as important as whose I am. I'm his. Amen. Hey God, it doesn't matter what I am in this life. It matters whose I am. Amen. Hey God, I'm his and he is mine. We belong to the Lord, and our goal should be to exalt and to glorify him instead of me.
Yes, Lord. Free.
Great God, anytime in my ministry, anytime in my preaching, if Jason ever takes the forefront in anybody's preaching, anybody's ministry, if you ever get in the highlights, you're heading the wrong direction. Amen.
Right.
Hey God, I tell you, there's no good in us. There's no glory in us. I tell you, the only good in us is when we can get people to see him. Hallelujah. Hey, that's why they were first called Christians down at Antioch, because they saw Jesus in them. I tell you, if anybody sees anything, let them see Jesus in me.
Woo!
He must increase, John said, I must decrease. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord, to be, amen, get ourselves behind. Before I move on here, I read this story and it seems as though I remember hearing this. Of course, it was the year I was born. Arlen Williams Jr., amen, on January the 13th. Matter of fact, this was a couple months before I was born. January the 13th, 1982. He gave hope to five individuals, amen, that left Air Florida Flight 90. Amen. Just had pulled out up there on the northern side of D.C. of an airport. Amen. And it was a cold, wintry day, and those wings froze up with ice. And as that plane was taking off, amen, it froze up and it dove up and it landed there in the Potomac River. Amen. Most everybody on board died on impact, but a few lived and they were floating and swimming in that ice cold water, chunks of ice floating in that river. Amen. That plane had busted the ice, a matter of fact, and people was hanging on ice. They were freezing to death. Amen. The ones that did live, but Mr. Arlen Williams Jr., amen, helicopters came. They were motioning for help. Helicopters dropped him a rope right square in his hand there, right square in his possession, but he bypassed it and gave it to another that was in worse shape than him. So the helicopters got that person and rescued them and took them to safety. And they came back and they dropped him the rope again. And once again, this time, he bypassed and gave it to somebody else. And they lived. And this happened five times. He rescued five people. And finally was the last man in the water. And they came and they dropped the rope to Mr. Amen. Arlen Williams Jr. They gave it to him finally after everybody was rescued. But by this point, hypothermia had hit him so hard. His body temperature was so low. His hands were so numb that he couldn't even feel the rope. And they were hollering, squeeze that rope. So whatever gadget that was there had let down, squeeze it, get a hold of it. And he was so weak that he couldn't, and he died there in that wintry grave, froze in that ice water. Amen. And he succumbed to that death right there. And they named that bridge nearby, amen, Arlen Williams Jr. Memorial Bridge, all because he was willing, amen, of a selfless act. He didn't care about himself. He cared about somebody else. Aren't you glad that Jesus didn't care about himself, but he left the splinters of glory. I said he left the splinters of heaven, and he gave it all up. Why? Because he loved me. Why? Because he came down to save an old wretch like me. Aren't you glad for that? Won't you raise your hand and say, Lord, I thank you, God, that you love me. I thank you, God, amen, that you bypassed the rope and you gave it to me.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank God. Amen. A third principle in denying ourselves is to be yielded to the Lord each day. The heart of every problem is the problem of the heart.
Yeah.
You get that?
Yeah.
The heart of every problem is the problem of the heart. I got to get it down here in my heart. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Great God, Christians should worship God. We should love people. We should, amen, great God, use things. But when we love and worship ourselves, we will ignore God. We will start loving things and using people. But God, I don't want to get there. I've seen preachers do that. They use people to better themselves. I've seen Christians do that. They use things to help them get closer up the ladder. Great God, that's not what the gospel's all about. The Greeks said this. The Greeks' motto was to know thyself. Amen. The Romans' motto was to control thyself. But thank God, Christ's motto was to deny thyself. Hey God, deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me. Hey God, help us, Lord, to do just that. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Secondly and lastly, 2 points. It's a quick one, ain't it? Amen. In the invitation here to the Lord, he says, take up your cross. Deny yourself, firstly. Yeah. Take up your cross, number two, and follow me daily. Hallelujah. What is this about? What does he mean? This statement not only means to die to yourself, to kill your selfish ambitions, but it also requires us to follow him. Amen. Every single day. Hallelujah. If you're unwilling to suffer physically in order to be a disciple of the Lord, then you, praise God, will not be much of a disciple. Because I tell you, there's some sacrifice along the way.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Every single day, I got to learn to follow him. I told you an illustration some time back. Well, not when I was just testifying, I think. Somehow I remember this. Brother Jamie Neese was here that night. Amen. Maybe one of the last times he was here, I told about a calf. Amen. That story said that little boy raised that little calf from just a little thing. Every day that teenage boy picked that calf up. He loved on that calf. That calf got a little bigger the next day. He picked that thing up day after day that went by until that calf turned into a big old cow. Amen. And they said that boy could still pick that cow up because he had done it every day. He had got in the routine of picking that cow up every single day. I tell you, that's how important it is. When I get out of the bed in the morning, it's a new day and I need you, Lord. How can I, amen, have forces against the enemy today? I tell you how I can defeat the devil today, because I did yesterday. I tell you how I can make it today, great God, because I trusted him every day. I get up, I gotta have you, Lord. I can't make it today without you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Daily.
Yes, Lord.
I got to pray every day. I got to seek the Lord every day. I got to pick his love letter up every day. Thank God. Some of you husbands and wives, some of you, married couples know what I mean. What would your wife or husband do if you went one day without talking to him? I tell you, Michelle, and she'd be plumb lost. She'd say, what's the matter with you? Why don't you talk to me today? Hey, great God, you ladies don't laugh. You know you'd say the same thing. Hey, I got to tell you this one. I was up there visiting Brother Scotty Marshall. He's in the hospital. He's having a hard time. That old crazy machine was a beeping, beep, beep, beep. And they finally said, any way you can shut that thing up? I said, yeah, I went over and I silenced it. I didn't want to turn it off. I probably should have turned it off. I couldn't find the off button right off. Hey, man, but we was talking, so I hit the silence button. A few minutes, it started again. Hey, God. Whack, 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 whack. Hey, God. And it said, I pushed the silence button. A few minutes, it started back again. Does that remind you of anything? Hey. Hey, God, finally, after a few minutes, old Brother Scotty said, I was leaving. We prayed. Man, we had a good time. He looked at me and smiled. And he said, tell me how to set that thing up. And I said, right here, it's a silence button. He said, too bad. A woman ain't got a silence button. Hey, God, I tell your wife, if you didn't talk to her every day, hey, God, you'd have to find a silence button. How much more is important as God? I got to have you today, Lord. I got to call on you today. Take up your cross, deny yourself, and follow him every day. Every day. I got to have you, Lord, more today than I did yesterday. I got to feel your touch today, Lord. Yeah, I felt you yesterday. Yeah, I felt you last week. But I need you today. Break down my neck, Holy Ghost. Speak to my heart today. I need you, Lord, every single day. Every day. Every day. Don't go one day without him.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't go one service without him. Amen. Don't miss one service. Thank God, unless you're so sick you can't make it without him.
Yes.
I got up this morning, and Sunday morning, usually, at least lately, I haven't set my alarm because Michelle gets up so early. Wakes me up, run that shower and blow dryers and all that stuff. This bunch get up trying to get ready. Well, somehow Michelle overslept. She woke me up 10:01. Said, Jason, start on me. She said, guess what time it is? Well, I knew then by her saying that, it's too late. I think she's going to say about 9:30. I'm going to have to hurry up. She said, it's 10:01. She said, what are you going to do? I said, great God, I'm going to get up and go to church.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. And she said, what can I do? Well, she didn't have time. I said, get the girls ready. Amen. If they want to go, that they heard us by this time, man. I'm saying all this to give my family a little bit of glory here. I know all of us didn't make it. Turned out Weston was sick. Before I got home, he stowed up. He's had a fever all day. Amen. But we wrestled around. And them girls, I said, they're getting ready. Michelle said, every one of them's wanting to go. I got to fix all of them's hair and get them ready. I said, great God, that's good that they want to go. They want to go to God's house. They want to go to the house of God. Hey, we got home from Sunday school. It's blessed my heart all day. Weston was sick. He was throwing up. Michelle had to clean a mess up. And Weston saw us with our church clothes on. And we come in, Brother Chuck. He had his dinosaur not outfit on. And he grabbed that shirt and he ripped it over his head and he said, "Get my clothes. I'm going to church." Hey, thank God. I gotta have the Lord. I gotta have him today. I can't make it without you, God. I gotta put you first every single day.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
That took a lot to get that dinosaur shirt off of him, too. Woo! All
right. He's ripping that shirt off. He said, "I got to go to church."
That's what he said. "Got to go to church." I couldn't understand him. I said, "What's he saying?" The girl said, "He said he's got to go to church." Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Raise your family up. Go to church. Make God first. Thank God somebody said, "I don't want to build my life. I don't want to say it like that. Build my life around the church. Build your life around the church. Don't build it around the school. Don't build it around the ball teams. Build it around God. Build it around his house. Put it in their hearts to serve him all their lives."
Thank you, Lord.
Hurry, hurry.
Yes. Come on.
Jesus.
I'll never get through all this.
Come on.
Amen. Hey, God.
Thank you, Lord.
People today suffer physically to engage in sports. Oh, yeah. You go down and sign up on a football team, they break their legs, they break their backs. I've seen, there's a guy I went to school with, had to wear a halo. Broke his neck playing football. Amen. We said, "Well, I'm going to go down to church." Amen. "I'm going to get involved in the church. I'm going to run a bus ministry. I'm going to go knocking on doors witnessing." Amen. You say you're taking up too much time. Amen. You're wasting too much time. Amen. On things like that. What else matters? Look at the hours they spend on secular things. They break their bodies down, but nobody says anything about it. I tell you, I'd rather give myself to the cause of Christ than the things of the world. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Death on the cross, listen to this. This is great. Death on the cross was a form of execution used by the Romans. Yeah. Amen. For criminals, a prisoner would carry his own cross. Jesus knew here the traditions of this time that he was speaking to. Amen. These criminals would carry their own cross to the place of execution, signifying submission to the Rome's power.
Yeah.
Amen.
So Rome would make them carry their cross. Jesus had to carry his.
Yep. Amen. They had to submit, in other words. You're carrying that cross under the authority that the Romans has placed upon you. Carry the cross to that place of execution. To take up our cross means to be prepared to face things like that for loyalty to Jesus. Hey, God, yeah. Jesus said, "If you love me, you'll deny yourself, you'll forget about you." Hey, look at me. See that cross? And he said, "You'll put the cross on you under submission to the authority and the power of God. It ain't your life no more. It's his life. He's living in you and not you on your own." Amen.
Yes, yes.
Woo, you must be willing to carry the cross. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Ready to endure the worst that men can do and say about us. Praise God. Amen. This world will mock, they'll scorn, they'll ridicule your faith. This world does not give awards to the greatest Christian, but rather they mock, they make fun of. Hey,
God, they persecute, amen, Christians, and they scorn us, and they laugh at us. There are many Christians, amen, many that scorn Christians, and some folks absolutely despise Christians. There are believers that have suffered. They've lost their jobs for the cause of Christ. They've lost friendships. They've lost families. They've lost possessions, and some have suffered reproach. But thank God, I'm worthy to suffer for the cause of Christ. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. People will see you living for God, and they'll put an X on you.
Amen. And they'll do things just because you're a child of God.
Oh yeah.
Many times I've been out to a restaurant, and I believe this to be the truth.
Come on.
I've been out to a restaurant, Bill Tommy,
and they see us, of course, how we look, how we dress, how we act.
Right. And there's a target on your back. Oh, yeah. They'll treat you and talk to you like an old dirty rascal.
Yeah. One time they had me so flustered, I probably should have just left.
Amen. And if they want to know how come I wasn't staying to eat, I should have told the manager, well, you're going to have to go ask your old buddy waitress here.
They literally grabbed that food and slung it across the table.
Oh, my.
That's pretty rough, isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought, I'm out here paying you.
Amen to feed me. This is a service that you offer.
Yeah.
You're in business to cook food and feed people. We're out here very politely ordered and told you what we'd like. And for some reason, you're having such an attitude with us, you grab a plate and slide it across the table like a bowling ball. Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, I tell you, you're going to suffer for him.
Yeah.
They're going to make fun of you. They're going to ridicule you. They're going to talk about you. But thank God, I'm worthy. That's what they did, those disciples. They went away rejoicing, saying, oh, that we were worthy to suffer for the cause of Christ. I come to tell you, you're going to have to take up the cross and follow him, amen. Let this mind, Philippians said, be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Listen, and being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Oh, because he loved me. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Woo.
I'm done. I got so much more.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the week leading up to Easter, right before World War II, the churches in Korea had begun to get back to the task of ministry. The Bible Institutes were reopening after being closed by the Japanese Army. Bob Pierce pointed out that a sunrise service would be held in the city of Busan, if I'm saying that right, on Easter in Korea. Walking was the main mode of transportation for most of the people, with the service being a sunrise service just prior to Easter here. Amen. A sunrise service.
Yes.
Hey, 5 o'clock in the morning. Amen. And they were having it up on the top of this mountain. Great God. The only way they could get there was to walk. So many people had to get out of the bed. It was a cold, wintry morning in Korea. Most had to get out of the bed at 2 and 3 a.m. in the morning to start walking up this mountain to get there. Bob, the missionary, asked the native pastor there, said, is there any use of having a service at 5 a.m. in the morning up on top of that mountain? Will anybody come?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. The pastor assured Bob that they would show up for sure at the top of the mountain by 5 a.m. Hey, it got to Bob's surprise. When he got to the top of that mountain, hey man himself, he drove part of the way. He had transportation, but the last a good bit of the journey, you had to go by foot. He got to the top of that mountain, and there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds that had scattered to the top of that mountain. Those Koreans, and in their native language, they were singing, "Up from the grave, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose." Look around. Bob, amen, that native pastor said, all these hundreds are scattered upon this hilltop. Amen, during World War II, he began to tell him how that hundreds had lost their lives up on this same mountain, the Japanese had set up their statue that they worship as their God. And they said, these Korean Christians, 250 pastors and hundreds of saints, were marched up to this mountain, and they were told to denounce their God. Amen, or die. And hundreds upon top of hundreds had lost their life up on this very mountain because they would not bow to the idol God of the Japanese. But on this day, hundreds gathered in the bitter cold to be able to cry, heroes! Hallelujah! Heroes! I'm going to take up my cross and follow him. Great God, will anybody in the house stand? Stand with me. I'm done. Take up your cross. Great God, sacrifice. Amen. Run a little harder. Amen. Go a little further. Amen. And follow God.
How about it? Amen.
Holy. Anybody in the house want to deny yourself? Jesus. Big God. Do you want to take up your cross and follow him? Well, we're going to open these altars and give you a chance right here in this house tonight. God, amen, I want to put old Jason second fiddle. I want to put me second fiddle. I don't have time. I have much more. David Livingston, remind me. Amen, I can send you. Amen, or show you, Brother Tommy, where to read this. David Livingston, I didn't know this. Amen, but his wife, amen, they had finally, amen, she had finally come back to England with the children and lived in poverty while Livingston went deeper and deeper into South Africa. Deeper and deeper down he went. Amen, working and suffering for the cause of Christ. In the meantime, their family was dying of starvation. They were suffering for the cause of Christ. Hey, I tell you, old Livingston kept a flame. He kept on burning. Hey, I come to tell you, you gotta suffer. Your family might suffer. Great God, everybody around you might suffer. But don't give up. Take up your cross and follow him. Finally, his wife
tried to find Livingston. He was in such remote tribes down in there. Nobody really knew where he was.
Thank you, Lord.
She tried to find him. What was it? 41, 43. I got to tear my notes. I can't read you all them boring facts. 47, 42, 43 years old. She was trying to find Dad David.
Yeah.
Died of malaria. Hey, man, buried her down there in a foreign soil, I guess. Laid his family aside. And still, somebody said that. You don't have to do that. He did. He did. That's what God called him to. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands. They're still, the gospel is still like fire spreading down in them parts of the country. Why? Because of a man that gave up himself. Woo! Because of a man that laid everything aside and said, I'm going to put God first.
Right.
Hey, I come to tell you, you got to put him first. Hey, somebody said, well, hey, amen, they ought to be thankful I come to church. Hey, God, I am. I'm glad you come to church. But hey, hey, it's not me it's benefiting. It's not me you're helping. Hey, God, it's your own soul. Hey, amen. When I come and be faithful to God, hey, amen, God will bless and God will help me. Hey, it's not the church.
It's you.
Woo.
You fall out of line with the will of God, you'll suffer.
That's the truth.
You'll suffer. Don't get out of the will of God.
Come on now. All right.
Don't get out of his will.
Thank you, Lord.
Right.
You'll suffer for that.
Holy.
Don't grow cold. You'll suffer.
Jesus.
Don't put yourself first. You'll suffer.
Yeah, come on.
Put God first.
Thank you, Lord.
Put God first.
Holy.
Put him first.
Holy, Lord.
And everything will work out. Feel the Holy Ghost.
Woo!
Put him first. And everything's going to work out. Hallelujah. Who'd be the first to get in this altar tonight and say, Jason, right here tonight, I gotta slay me. I gotta lay my Isaac down on this altar. I gotta get rid of self. I gotta put God first, Lord, right here tonight. I wanna put you first. I wanna deny me, take up my cross, and follow you, Lord. Come on, somebody needs to pray. Somebody needs to seek God diligently right here tonight. Seek him.
Seek him. Put him first. Sacrifice. Get rid of self. Seek him. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
This world to know I'm serving notice. Lord, it's plain to see.